And we welcome to the Daily Pod at this time, Haley Grooms. Haley is a senior at Batesville High School, and she is quite involved in the Girl Scout movement. And, of course, Girl Scouts of Central Indiana launching their 2024 cookie season. And welcome to the program, Haley.
Thank you for inviting me here.
Well, good to have you on the program. And can you tell us a little bit about the Girl Scout cookie season? You got a number of counties around Central Indiana and in this part of the state involved in this. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, well, many of the Girl Scout troops are currently starting to sell. The girls have individual sales for each, and they also do their own booths around town at different community businesses.
Okay. And as far as I know, online ordering is a big thing. Is that also an option?
Yes, of course. Each girl has their own online ordering account that you can go to. And then I believe that you can also find much more online ordering options if you go to the Girl Scout website, Central Indiana.
Okay. And can you tell us what kind of a saleswoman are you as far as these cookies are concerned?
Well, me personally, I like to take my own order system. I like to go up to my individual customers, including the people of my friends, my family, school classmates, teachers. Teachers are always a good option to sell to. And I like to go up and ask them simply, would you like dividing Girl Scout cookies? The famous phrase of any Girl Scout. And yeah.
Okay. And of course, I'm sure that these are very easy, an easy sell, I'm sure.
Yes, they are.
And this is a neat thing. What's good about that and lost in all this is the fact that this is really where you learn entrepreneurship.
Yes, that is correct. A lot of Girl Scouts actually spend a lot of time through the program and they learn many different business skills, including how to sell to different people and different safety skills too when you're selling to strangers.
Okay, yeah, that's very important. Very important to note as well. And as far as where you know how your experience has been and so forth, how many years have you been selling Girl Scout cookies?
Well, I started Girl Scouts when I was in kindergarten, and so I'm coming up in my 13th year.
Oh well, yeah, of course, as we mentioned, Haley is a senior. And, we talked about the entrepreneurship, but also in the Girl Scouts in general. I imagine you learn a lot of different skills.
Yes, the Girl Scout program not only offers business and entrepreneurship different learning opportunities, but there's also a huge variety for different patches and programs, including going all the way from learning how to code to learning how to grow plants to plants or animals, and even, well, honestly, anything with trails, hiking, talking to different people, sciences, STEM, it goes all over the place.
And what would you say is your favorite aspect of Girl Scouts? Compartment do you find most enjoyable to you?
I probably spend the most time with the outdoor nature section, but I do also love the different badges that are accompanied with the older Girl Scouts, which involves assisting with the younger and the youth with volunteering and helping guide different meetings and programs.
And I see that this year's theme is Unbox the Future. And are you kind of clued in as far as what that's all about?
I actually do not know much about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've been told that it was the aim is to remove social barriers and also, kind of keep girls boxed in. And I imagine that's another important aspect of Girl Scouts is female empowerment.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, all right, very good. So, so getting back to the cookies and so forth, you've got of course fan favorites such as Thin Mints, my personal favorite Samoas. What are some of the others that are available to folks?
Well, we of course have one of our newest, which is the Adventurefuls, which is like a brownie cookie with the fudge within it. And then we also have the classic Do-Si-Do, another favorite. And then I would like to point out that we do have a gluten-free cookie option, which is the Toffee-Tastic. And then we also, I'd like to mention, the Thin Mints are actually vegan.
Okay.
Cookies.
Wow. So all kinds of options for everybody out there. That's awesome. All right. So, as we're talking with Haley Grooms, with a local Girl Scout, Batesville High School senior. And, Haley, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in Girl Scouts? Of course, you mentioned that you started in kindergarten, your journey. And can you give us an overall your thoughts on your journey to this point.
Yes, well, I started in kindergarten, as I said. They handed out flyers when I was in my class at school. And we met after school with a huge group of girls that were interested. And as time goes on, you know, some girls have different things that they need to do. So it is very common for Girl Scout experience for the troops to shrink, which is perfectly fine as it's just part of growing up. But I will say that I am now a Juliet Girl Scout, which means that I am independent. I do not have a troop. And I get to make my own decisions on what patches I go and what direction. And I'm really happy for experiences I have because some of my best friends are from my old Girl Scout troop. But I will say that as you grow, Girl Scouts grows with you.
All right. And then as far as school's concerned, what activities are you involved in at Batesville High School?
Batesville High School, I'd say my largest, the activity that takes up most of my time would be the Batesville Singers, the show choir. But I also spend a lot of time with the drama club and theater. And I do a lot of the things in the arts.
Okay. And have you been in any of the productions at school?
Yes. Actually, the most recent production, I was in Little Woman. I played one of the characters. And in Get Smart, I was one of the lead roles.
Okay. Very good. So, again, as we continue our conversation with Batesville High School senior and local Girl Scout Haley Grooms. And finally, Haley, if you wanted to make a pitch to somebody who may be interested or is kind of thinking about joining Girl Scouts, what would you say to them?
I would say it would be completely and totally worth it. Whatever troop you go to, the experience is built based on the adults there and the girls that go there. So if you're worried about having an experience that covers topics you don't want to cover, just remember that you're the one that helps determine what you learn. And there's such a huge variety of opportunities that it's hard to not find something you would love.
All right. And then as far as how can folks get a hold of you if they don't already have your contact information to buy some of these Girl Scout cookies?
Well, I don't personally have a website, but I would say that if you weren't looking for me personally or if you're looking to find any Girl Scout cookie selling opportunity, the most of the common businesses that you can find them at in the future starting next week would be the, they sell at IGA, they have sold at SCN. And if you go to the webpage, I believe it's Girl Scouts of Central Indiana, they will show where there'll be Girl Scouts selling cookies.
Okay, so again, that's Girl Scouts of Central Indiana. Just get on the Google machine, as they say, and
yes,
look for it there. All right, very good. Well, Haley Grooms, Batesville High School senior and local Girl Scout, it was great to meet you. Stay well and continued success, and hopefully you're racking a lot of cookie sales this year.
That's the hope. Thank you.